Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
Two new reports say Giants defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence wants out of New York, adding it's about more than just the money. Contract talks have broken off. No new talks on the immediate horizon. Three big comebacks in Major League Baseball. The Tigers came from three runs down with two outs in the bottom of the ninth for a 10-9 win over the Royals. Detroit's won six straight. So has Tampa. The Rays have scored three runs in the top of the ninth inning for a 5-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox. The Rangers rallied for four runs in the top of the ninth for a 9-6 win over the A's. Giants beat the Reds 3-0. Brewers 2-1 over the Blue Jays. The NCAA's Football Oversight Committee put out a proposal recommending a standard start to the season before Labor Day weekend. And Minnesota Lynx forward Nafisa Collier signed a one-year, $1.4 million max deal. She's the third WNBA player to sign a max. I'm Martin Weiss.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Apartment fire on Black Oak Drive in Paso Robles. Ribbon cutting ceremony for new agriculture barn at PRHS. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm at about 7:53 p.m. yesterday evening at 1134 Black Oak Drive. Paso Fire says the first arriving firefighters found no smoke, but active flowing water from a first-floor apartment sprinkler system. Firefighters made a search and found two dogs in the bathroom. The dogs were removed from the scene and turned over to the PRPD until the owner could be found. The fire was isolated to just one apartment on the first floor, according to a release from the fire department. Firefighters remained on the scene to assist the building owners with evacuating water and salvaging contents to prevent further damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today. Caltrans announced a lane closure will be for a southbound lane on Highway 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46, and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Caltrans says no significant travel delays are expected during this project. Ribbon-cutting ceremony for new agriculture barn at Paso Robles High School. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be celebrating the official opening of a new agriculture barn at Paso Robles High School Friday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. The new facility marks a significant investment in agricultural education, providing students with a modern, fully enclosed, temperature-regulated environment designed to support both student learning and animal welfare, according to a release from the district. The new barn creates a more consistent space for livestock sensitive to temperature fluctuations, such as hogs. Students will use the barn for show practices and project development, with plans to host youth educational clinics in the new space as well. Any member of the community is invited to join the school in celebrating this important addition to Paso Robles High School's agriculture programs. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair next week at Woodland Plaza. Here's Rebecca Chapman, the HR director for NCI affiliates, on the event.
So we have a job fair planned for April 21st. That's going to be next Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the location is over at Woodland Plaza 1 in Paso Robles. That's at 183 Niblick Road. We have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. Anywhere from if somebody has retail experience and they're just looking for a little bit extra, say they want to have a position where they just feel like they're giving back to the community, please come join us. We do have retail positions available as well.
NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit organization that supports training, job support, and other forms of assistance to adults with disabilities.
We work with adults with disabilities, and we support them. We're here to provide vocational training opportunities for them, as well as opportunities to explore the community, experience social events and activities, and just our goal is to make them as successful as they possibly can be. This is an agency, this is a nonprofit where you are actually making changes in people's lives.
A paving project near the San Luis Obispo County Airport along southbound Highway 227 will result in one-way reversing traffic control next week. Traffic control will be in effect between Farmhouse Lane and Buckley Road, Wednesday, April 22nd through Friday, April 24th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. There will be flaggers on both ends of these lane closures. Travelers can expect delays of up to 15 minutes, according to Caltrans. Messages and directional signs will also be in place to alert the traveling public. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers over the Athletics 9-6, the Padres beat the Mariners 5-2, the Giants shut out the Reds 3-0, the Angels beat the Yankees 11-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Angels, the Athletics will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Yankees will face the Royals. In California news, marine scientists are warning that recent temperatures of the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California could affect weather and ecosystems for months. The ocean heat wave that has worsened in recent weeks has brought the surface water temperature about 7.7 degrees above the average for date. The sea bottom was 67.6 degrees, the hottest on April 15th in about 100 years of records. The Pacific Palisades Meeting House of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is now open, following its destruction from the wildfires in 2025. The meeting house did not burn down, but was left with extensive damage from smoke and ash. The building was rededicated on Sunday, April 12th, after a full-scale renovation of the interior. The Federal Bureau of Land Management has placed restrictions on the Southern California Desert District, effective April 15th. Across Southern California counties, certain activities are prohibited as wildfire risks increase, including campfires, use of open flame devices, and smoking. Restrictions apply to those visiting public land. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Irrigation can be tricky. Obviously, job number one is to make sure that water isn't the limiting factor to crop development, but how do you know that your system is performing as planned? That's the question Devin Wright and his team at LUMO think they have found an answer to, and he's proving it with wine grape growers in Northern California.
And we usually actually run the system for a couple weeks or whatever off. We just let them do their plan. We just track the data. We say, you irrigate the way you would have irrigated. Have a guy go out with an ATV, manually open it for 9 hours, come back, and we'll show you what your system was doing versus your plan. And that's usually off by, you know, significant double-digit percentages. You know, it's not uncommon for it to be more than 10%, 20%. We often see irrigations that are outside of the plan by 50, 60%.
Wright says there are a lot of reasons this might be the case, but with the data from LUMO, vineyard managers are able to start making adjustments.
You know, then we have all these tools where we start to run the LUMO program, use the scheduling, the volume-based irrigation, the AI system for leak detection and you know, solving problems and faults in the field, our pump automation, you know, integrating all that. Then we start to close that gap. And that's when they're like, oh, this is awesome.
You can learn more about this precision irrigation technology at their website, lumo.ag.
Hello, this is Brian Gill. I would like to invite you to the annual Gilroad Angus Spring Bull and Commercial Replacement Heifer Sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Our sale catalog and videos are online at gilroadangus.com. We spent all fall and winter bidding on and buying thousands of our customers' calves, and we understand what works in the commercial cattle industry. You can watch and bid on the Gilroad Angus sale online at dvauction.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual spring gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Roses are blooming in the Central Valley. ABI Dirks, a Stanislaus County flower farmer, said her flowers come into bloom earlier than usual this spring. We usually get roses toward the end of April. They're starting a few weeks early this year, she told Ag Alert in a field report. Roses go in flushes, and typically a flush lasts about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the variety. Then they take about 6 weeks, depending on the time of year, to regrow for the next flush. She said she expects a busy springtime for flower sales. She added that April rainstorms that drenched much of the state for a few days could make it challenging to protect her roses from disease. We'll have to keep an eye on that, she said. Roses are very disease prone. We get powdery mildew and rust, but if you stay on top of it, it doesn't affect us. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with about a third of an inch of rain. Showers on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 70s on Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 73 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart from Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a rally on Wall Street. The Dow is up more than 1,000 points, with both President Trump and Iran's foreign ministers saying the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. Though the president says the U.S. naval blockade will remain in full force until a deal is reached to end the war. The Norwegian Shipowners Association says the situation will need to be clarified before any transit can be assessed. Crude oil prices have moved lower. West Texas Intermediate has been trading in the $85 range. Big banks reported upbeat earnings, and now regional banks are also revealing better than expected numbers. Fifth Third Bancorp, Truist, and State Street all reported earnings that topped expectations. All three stocks are up more than 1%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at noblegoldinvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org. winecountrytheater.org.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
It is Bella Jewel. They've got something for you, the big upcoming event. It's a buying event, and also you'll be able to speak with a state specialist who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. This will take place May 19th through the 21st. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, artwork, antiques, and much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. So text or call Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. George Armstrong Custer had political ambitions all the way up to the presidency. But unfortunately, he approached politics the way he did a battle. He saw the enemy and attacked. Probably no more paradoxical character than George Armstrong Custer. He was always in the front of his troops in battle. Away from the battlefield, he was a strutting peacock. He would kill a man without a thought, but he would risk his life for a stray animal. He had a soft spot for Indians, but he would wipe out any Indian that stood in his way to glory. In addition to all of this, Custer had political ambitions all the way up to the presidency. In 1876, Grant was president. He was a great military man, but a poor president. The Bureau of Indian Affairs was particularly corrupt, with Indian agents becoming wealthy from starving the Indians. Grant was a Republican and Custer a Democrat. And there was no front runner to replace Grant. On the sly, Custer secretly sent dirt to Eastern reporters. The Democrats pressed for hearings on the Indian Affairs problem. Knowing that Custer was writing articles against Grant using a pseudonym, they summoned Custer to testify. Using the same tactics he used in battle, on April 18, Custer charged headlong into the fray. Custer not only answered questions, he elaborated, even to the point of indicting Orville Grant, the president's brother. Although politics is war, it's a much more subtle war, and Custer was never known to be subtle. An angry President Grant relieved Custer of his command. Although Custer was able to beg and grovel before his superiors to get his command back, he surely learned that the Indians were easier to battle than politicians.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When friends and family come to visit this spring, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Spring is one of the most beautiful times here. Lush vineyards, milder weather, and fewer crowds before the summer heat. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. Book their spring stay at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each and black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be celebrating the official opening of a new agricultural barn at Paso Robles High School Friday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. The new facility marks a significant investment in agricultural education, providing students with a modern, fully enclosed, temperature-regulated environment designed to support both student learning and animal welfare. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm at about 7:53 p.m. yesterday at 1134 Black Oak Drive, Paso Robles. Paso Fire says the first arriving firefighters found no smoke, but active flowing water from the first floor apartment sprinkler system. The fire was contained to just one apartment. The cause is under investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump and Iran's foreign minister say the Strait of Hormuz now fully open to commercial vessels as that 10-day truce in Lebanon appeared to hold. President Trump posting on Truth Social the blockade as it relates to Iran still in place until the deal is 100% complete.
Day five now of the U.S. blockade that apparently has been going down without any reported incident or major confrontation. CENTCOM says at least 14 vessels have heeded the United States commands to either turn back to the ports of Iran or not violate their blockade.
Fox's Matt Finn in Dubai. Wall Street rising on the word that the vital waterway is fully open. The S&P 500, NASDAQ hitting all-time intraday highs at the opening bell. They are on track to close in record territory for the third straight day. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine mid-70s, mostly clear, maybe a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 40s, and then for you Saturday, we're going to have sunshine, clouds and sunshine a little bit, high of 80 degrees, so enjoy that. Turning out mostly sunny on Sunday, low 70s, upper 60s, sunny Monday. Tuesday, about a 75% chance of rain, low 60s, mid-60s, clouds on Wednesday. Thursday, low 70s, Friday, low 70s. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:28 a.m., 7:38 p.m., and we are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and, of course, the doors. Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, it is Kenny Enny. Darcia is at a convention. Let's see, where is she? I think she's over in the beautiful Bakersfield area or something like that. Anyway, Kenny will be in, and he'll have on Mike Harvey of 511 Media. They'll be looking at all the political stuff going on here. And remember, it is Open Mic Friday. So there you go. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go, and it is brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. Now we are on the backstretch, headed for home with that 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL.
KPRL. The Morning Exchange.
All righty, let's see here. On the text, looking at the voter information guide, Steve Hilton is not listed. What else was left out? I threw out the guide. More on the text. Hilton does not have a photo or personal candidate statement in the guide. This is because California allows candidates to submit a statement with photo only if they voluntarily agree to the state's strict campaign spending limits. Hilton declined those limits so he could raise and spend more freely to compete effectively in the general election. Accepting the limits would have capped his fundraising, which he viewed as a disadvantage. Other candidates who accepted the limits get the free statement space. Those who opt out, like Hilton and some others, such as Tom Steyer, in some reports, are still listed by name but without the extra material. Tom Steyer's photos and statements aren't listed either. Well, thank you for that. I didn't know anything about that. More on this. Candidates have to pay to be in the primary booklet. Some, like Steve Hilton, decline. They decided to use other media sources. Another one, important, Steve Hilton not having a bio on voter pamphlet. We don't have a statement in the voter guide because it requires candidates to accept strict spending limits. Okay, we made the decision not to take those. The caps are about $11 million for the primary and $19 for the general, and you have to accept both or neither. Taking that would put us at a real disadvantage in the general election. Not an easy decision. Okay, well, again, thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. Let's see more on this. Again, more of these emails from that, and here we go.
And he explains, so it's out there. So again, I wasn't aware of that. I am listed on my guide, in the guide on page 8. The reason my photo and candidate statement, this is from him, don't appear is that unlike some other candidates in the race, I am actually serious about winning in November. Therefore, refuse to accept the state's strict spending limits, which are a prerequisite for having a statement printed in the guide.
Okay.
There you go. Again, thank you for everyone for the help on that. Had no idea. Had no idea. All right. So the name of the game is, by the way, since I'm asking, what does, is Bianco in it? Is he in that? I'm assuming that Mr. Hilton has deeper pockets, and I don't know what the campaign chests are now, or the war chests, however you want to define them, but it does take that. It does take a lot of that to do it. I mean, we've seen it in the local races, too. Some of the records that have been set in the last couple of years in supervisorial races, even in some cases, supervisorial races here on the coast. Lots of money have been spent, which leads to a question. I know what the Supreme Court or how the Supreme Court has issued over the years regarding freedom of speech and the money. But since we are in districts now in many of the cities here on the Central Coast for your city councils, should outside money be allowed? What do you think about that? Specific of people in that district, okay? You have to live in that district. It's not like we used to have it. You know, you're just living Paso Robles. So should they get outside money? Maybe within the city, but I'm not talking the district they live in, but should they be getting outside money at all? All right, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Freedom of Speech.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Bianca is in the booklet. I was after the last hour. I went and got mine. I just received it yesterday. So he is in there, but Steve Hilton isn't. So I think you confirmed that.
Do you have any thoughts on why he would have done that if it's going to limit his spending?
You know, I don't know. I almost, with the way things go in the world these days, it almost seems like it's intentional to leave them out. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But
well, no. I mean, there are rules on why some chose to or not to. So if Hilton is doing it for strategic reasons, which, you know, they is explained to us just now, then that makes perfect sense. But if Bianco is doing it, but he's going to be restricted on the money, I don't understand why you would do that. Because
when Randall called in, you know, I think the Republicans come up with a strategy, and I don't know how you do it, but that you try to get both of them in, you know, voted in a primary, and then it's a no brainer that you're going to have a Republican governor in the fall. But I don't know what kind of strategy you would take to accomplish that. I guess don't put either one against each other, number one, and stand behind both of them. But
well, okay, I don't know how many people are running. But in the state of California, it's the first two that will go to November, right?
Oh, there's a bunch. I didn't realize how many people were in that booklet. There's not too many lieutenant governors, but there's at least a dozen.
So, I wonder, because you know what the Democrats do. They circle the wagons very well and are able to get their base to say, look, you're not voting for these people down here because it's a waste of time. You're voting for this guy because those two Republicans are going to, split the conservative vote or even maybe some of the independent vote, and that way we'll get in.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and I don't know. I totally agree with what you're saying. But hey, changing gears here. You know, you that fire down at the Motel 10 or whatever you want to call it. But you know, it's funny that they allow dogs in there because they said they saved two dogs. So it looks like our tax dollars are going to the. Don't we pay money to at the pound? The pound tax dollars, but why are we housing and then we have to house animals?
Well,
because they did mention in the report that they saved two dogs. I mean, it's not the dog's fault, but I guess my point is that, you know, I just wrote a check to Uncle Sam on Tuesday, and it just gripes me how much money I had to pay, you know, for all this crap.
Well, the person who is the owner of the dog was probably the one there and stepped out and maybe went to the local liquor store or something like that, or to the library to better himself. I don't know which. Luckily the dogs were saved.
No, and that's fine. I mean, I'm just kind of splitting hairs here. It's just like, okay, here, you know, I don't know. You ever drive down to that neighborhood during the day?
It's been a couple of years, probably 2 years since I've been over there.
Just sometime, I know, I go to Tractor Supply quite a bit. And just go by there about 10 o'clock in the morning, and there are just, you know, all these zombies out there sitting on the sidewalks. Kind of interesting, but... And I was told by those people that work in that area, you know, like Tractor Supply, you know, they're most of them are females, and they're scared to even, like, if they work the late shift, they're scared. They don't go out by themselves. They're, you know, it's just because of the what's creeping around out there. But
no, my wife has been over there at, you know, grocery outlet, and she's had concerns.
Yeah, but you know that was a nice little kind of area. You know, it was a nice area. And, you know, one time they were kind of trying to keep it up, and I don't know, Paso Robles sure knows how to screw something up. Government.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about...
I mean, there's a million other places they could have put that.
Well...
You know, Paso owned a hotel at one time out there where the drive-in used to be. Right, you know, they kind of remodeled it.
Yeah,
they own that.
No, I know the area you're talking about. Well, as I've said for years, feral cats, you don't feed them, they go away.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, you have a nice weekend, and enjoy.
Okay, thanks, you too. All right, 238. All right. On email, has anyone else noticed that cute little AC has pumped up the poundage? No, I haven't seen shots below her shoulders. Hi, good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify on the official voter information guide. If you turn to page 8, it has all the people running for governor, and Hilton's name is on that. So, and you explain why he didn't get the picture and the little article. So anyway, his name is in there, but he just didn't purchase the script about himself. So anyway, he's in there.
Okay, so just his name, and there's no anything?
There's nothing, just his name, because it starts with all. There's like 32, I think, different people.
Are they alphabetical?
That are running for governor.
Are they alphabetical? Or?
Yes, they're alphabetical.
Okay.
So, and it's on page 8 of your information guide. Another friend called me all alarmed, said Steve Hilton isn't on there. And I said, oh, yeah, he doesn't have his picture. But I said, if you look on the information about all the candidates in the beginning, his name is there.
Well, I look forward to getting ours in a couple of days, probably, because we only check our mail once a week.
Yeah, so his name is in there under governor running. All righty.
Okay, well,
thank
you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, and thanks for the help. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, right choice, KPRL. Let's see here. Nope, that's not it. All right, somebody else was calling in. Do get back with us. 238-577-5238-KPRL. While we were talking about that, the fire over there, and man, you know, like many people, had to write a check to Uncle Sam, or, well, maybe Uncle Sam, but not in the state of California. I don't think you can do that anymore. But for those of you that missed it, is the state of California on the free breast implants, taxpayer-funded, not free, for illegal immigrants. Uh-huh. Look at your pamphlet and vote for somebody that's not going to allow this to happen. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. About this time yesterday, you had a caller on talking about the Olson developments and some of the things out there, and I wanted to clarify that they were talking about they can just walk away if they run out of money, and the developers have significant bonds with the cities that they have to procure and stuff to get things finished. So I just wanted to clarify that they aren't just going out there hanging in the wind hoping it works. Significant infrastructure. As far as the stuff out there east of Lanay out there, the place kind of shut down, I mean, that might be just a reminder to people that when government decides what kind of housing for you to build instead of what the market is, might be a good choice to look elsewhere when you're voting.
Well, that's a very good point, and thanks so much for the clarification regarding that. But is there a difference when some entities that are connected with the government with low income, like the project across the street here, not directly, but over, you know, close by the railroad tracks, and, you know, I don't know how many years we're going back, but specifically she said to the lady who was representing, you know, we may not be able to pay this back. And it was about $1 million. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that vaguely, but I mean that's when you get this quasi-government that's, you know, has slow all these agencies that are putting this housing together that they call affordable housing, but it's really subsidized taxpayer dollar housing, and they have different rules for them as far as the money and everything else. I mean, it's not like a private developer going out there and getting hard money loans. They live in a totally different world.
So if I go be front of the entities, city council in this case, and I say, well, hey, I'm here. I'm going to build this public housing. Is there any discount on the permits?
I think it depends. Well, I mean, usually they get some land either deeded to them, or there is quite a few concessions that I'm aware of that they get for that, just to make that more palatable for them to build on that for government for affordable housing. Maybe there's some in lieu fees, but I can't give you specifics. I'd like to be factual, but I don't know all the details on that. But yeah, I've heard of cases where, you know, they get the land and the improvements, and they don't have to do a lot of off-site improvements, which most of the time kill a project.
Well, I wonder, this may be obvious, but who in the long term really benefits, and has there ever been an analysis on allowing that to continue?
Well, I mean, obviously the people that are the residents usually get the benefit because they have been subsidized for their housing, and the taxpayers and everybody else is basically footing the bill for them. It's just another government form of welfare, I guess, is what you would call it at that point.
So some of these sound good products, the general public are the ones that are eating it if they're getting, let's just use the word, favors.
Sure. Yeah, there's however you want to term it, yeah. The taxpayers having to foot the bill and somebody else is getting the benefit.
Once again, it is legal plunder.
Yes, it is, Kevin. Thanks for letting me talk to you this morning.
I appreciate the help. All right, thanks. 238-577-5238-KPRL. It continues. I'm telling you, you got to get the book. You got to, extortion's the name of it. Extortion, extortion, extortion. It's all over the place. Absolutely all over the place of what the government is doing knowingly. It's almost like they set us up. Remember this morning, last hour when I was telling you about this stupid frozen food lasagna tax with this lady and how she owes, the state of California over $44,000. I don't know if it's going to be appealed. But again, what's the difference of she sells it, and she's been doing this for a long time. She sells it frozen. Somebody goes home and heats it up, and they're saying, well, that's not frozen food. They have to heat it. Then you going to a grocery store and buying that frozen lasagna and bringing it home. What is the difference? Now, the state figured out a way, in this loophole or whatever you call it, that will tax that one but not that one. And because it's law, that makes it legal. And because of the way they're doing it, that's why I constantly, or on many occasions, I refer to the term legal plunder. Because the people that have the power to do it make something a rule or regulation, which usually there's money involved with it. So therefore, legally, they can do it. And we're getting hosed left and right. Left and right on a weekly basis. These people, I can't use the words. The FCC will not allow me to give my real thoughts. All right, let's see. We got a couple of minutes, but on to other things, important things, such as this in 1937. The cartoon Duck makes his first appearance in Porky Pig's Duck Hunt. Daffy was voiced, of course, by Mel Blanc. The original Daffy Duck more resembled an actual duck and had less pronounced lisp than the modern version. The cartoon was originally going to have Porky Pig harassed by a number of crazy ducks, but the film's animator, Mr. Bob Clampett, suggested that the crazy duck be merged into a single duck, and thus the greatest duck in the history of mankind was born, and that would be Daffy Duck. Chris, you've seen those cartoon characters, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. The Looney Tunes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a kick at, well, not now, but did you get a kick out of them?
I mean, I haven't seen their cartoons themselves. The only time I ever saw them was in that film, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay. Well, what's kind of interesting is when you're an adult and you go back and look at some of these cartoons, you listen to the words and you go, this wasn't meant for kids.
I presume it's only so the adults being forced to watch with their kids didn't get bored out of their mind. The kids are just focusing on the animation and slapstick humor, and the adults are paying attention to the actual words being spoken.
Right, and I can't remember, you know, anyone specifically off the top of my head, but it's simply, there were some innuendos in some of these things. And you go like, what? And it's, I get a kick out of it. I get a kick out of it once in a while because, like, on Turner Classic Movies, you know, it says it starts at 5, but it ends at, you know, 15 minutes before. And so they backfill with some, you know, historical things from Hollywood and interviews and stuff. And once in a while, they play some old Looney Tunes stuff. And, you know, just because you're killing time, you turn on and you go, wait a minute, this stuff is pretty outrageous. Extremely fun to watch and listen to it and kind of reminisce. Anyway, that is it. That all happened on this day in 1937. The greatest duck ever, Daffy, was born. He should have gone top of the list today.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on the 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 at the Chelan Y. The closure will last until 2 p.m. today. A paving project near the San Luis Obispo County Airport along southbound Highway 227 will result in one-way reversing traffic control next week. Traffic control will be in effect from Farmhouse Lane and Buckley Road Wednesday, April 22nd through Friday, April 24th. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, Darsha's at a convention over in the Valley, and Kenny will be in. in control, and he'll have on Mike Harvey of 511 Media. Lots of things from the political perspective to go over. Enjoy. And enjoy your weekend. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small businesses. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.